Asylum Block, Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
Silgall's heart was heavy as she made her way to the asylum block. As a healer, she mourned every loss of life, and Connie's murder on the very steps of the temple infuriated and saddened her profoundly. It had been, as it had doubtless been calculated to be, a severe blow to the morale of the besieged Jedi. There was still no luck in finding anything that could be utilized as an escape route, although the Solo's ingenious idea to send in badly needed medication on Verminback had helped lift spirits somewhat. Still, small creatures could carry only small vials. They had merely staved off the inevitable. The chrono was ticking on the siege deadline. One way or another, something would shift. Although the Issel Amari prevented usage of the Force in close proximity of the patients, Silgall used it now to calm herself. It was time for another dose of the sedative. They would be alert and awake, and if they could not sense her in the Force, there was still body language and voice inflections. The calmer she was, the calmer they would be. There were three of them now: Sathya Sar, Turial Tomic, and Kunar Ban. Each of them had his or her own comfortable living area. The walls made of transparasteel, with cams that were usually turned off in the more private areas, but could be activated if need be. When they were alert, Silgall found Sar raging violently. He was the one most in need of the sedative. Altomic clawing at something, and Bon rocking back and forth with tears pouring down his face. She slowed and came to a full stop as they came into view. Shul Vall, her Twi'lek colleague, approached her. Normally tranquil, Vall seemed to be suppressing excitement.
"Master Silgall," he began, "there's something..."
Silgall lifted a hand and Vall fell silent. Sathya Sar was sitting calmly at the small table. Data pads and holovids had been provided to all the patients, but they seldom made use of them, except to break them. Now the Chev's heavy-browed head was bent over the data pad, and he seemed to be quite peacefully engrossed in reading. Turial Tomic was brushing her hair. Her expression was strained, tired, but reflected none of the madness that had turned her pert, pretty features into scowls or glowers. And Ban, he stood gazing out the transparasteel, hands clasped behind his back. As soon as he saw Silgall and Vall, he lifted his hand and waved, smiling uncertainly.
"I don't believe it,"
Silgall said slowly.
"It's not possible, is it?"
They looked sane, all three of them.
"It could be a trick," Vall said. "The Felon tricked the Solos before. They could simply be pretending to be sane."
"All three of them at once? They couldn't possibly have coordinated this. There's no way for them to communicate."
Hope rose within her, almost unbearably bright. She forced it down. She had no proof yet. She would not rejoice until she knew, for an absolute certainty, that all of them had returned to their normal selves. And then she would have something that would lift the Jedi spirits to the skies and beyond. Armed with stun sticks and a tranquilizer pistol, they ascended to the catwalk on the upper level of the cell block. Silgall desperately wished that she had all the ill Jedi here now. It would be interesting to see if Valen Horn, the first one to display the madness, would also show these positive signs if he were not encased in carbonite. For now, though, she supposed she should be grateful she even had these three.
"Jedi Sar first," she told Vall,
who nodded thoughtfully.
"He's been the most violent, and of the three, he's been ill the longest."
They paused in front of the door to the transparasteel cell. Vall rapped gently. Sar turned and saw them. He smiled a stiff, formal smile, completely typical for him, and rose.
"Sathias,"
said Tekly,
"we'd like to come in."
"I am so glad to see you," he said. "Please, please do come in."
The two healers exchanged glances. Then Silgall entered the code. He made no rush to attack or escape, simply stood by the table, still holding the datapad.
"I remember everything," he said. "I'm terribly embarrassed. I'm so sorry I attacked you, Master Silgall, and I must apologize to Chief of Staff Dorvan as soon as possible."
"You remember? You don't think we're imposters?"
Silgall asked. Color rose in the Chev's cheeks.
"I did at one point. It seemed right. I can't explain it better than that. Even when I knew what to look for, when it happened, it seemed completely believable."
Teckley gestured to the datapad.
"What are you reading, Sathias?"
"Updates on my treatise," he said. "Apparently there has been an uprising on Clatooine. I am most gratified, and I hope this will inspire other oppressed beings to take their destinies into their own hands."
That certainly sounded like Sar. Silgall made a decision. It was risky, but she was willing to chance it.
"I'd like you to come with us to the infirmary. We'd like to run a few tests."
"Certainly."
He did not move.
"Jedi Sar?"
"I assume you're going to secure me in some fashion,"
he said, slightly puzzled.
"No,"
Silgall said.
"Come along."
The center of her back itched, waiting for the blow.